Doctors Bill and Veronica Winston are dedicated to seeing lives changed through the power of prayer. Our loving and highly trained prayer ministers are ready to pray and agree with you. We know that prayer can turn around any situation in your life. Contact us by phone at 1-877-543-9443 or submit your prayer request online at billwinston.org/prayer. Follow us on Periscope and Facebook to join us for our regular live prayer sessions. We want to thank our partners who have made this Prayer Call Center possible. Together, we are transforming lives throughout the world. If you are not a partner, we encourage you to pray about joining us in partnership and be a part of the wonderful work that God is doing through this ministry. We love you and look forward to praying and partnering with you. The Believer's Walk of Faith is paid for by Bill Winston Ministries partners and viewers.
Up next on the Believer's Walk of Faith.
Don't be trying to feel anything because you can't feel His Word. The only thing you can do is say His Word. Release it. Once you release it, you get your faith on what you just said. Amen. Say, I release it and I believe He heard it because He said it. Amen. And if He didn't mean it, He shouldn't have put it in this book. So I'm about to act on what I just prayed. Amen.
It's called Possessing Your Inheritance. And the subtitle is Occupy Till I Come. Let's go now to Romans chapter 5, verse 17, in the King James. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ. I'll look at it in the Amplified. If I, because of one man's trespass, lapse, offense, death reigned through that one, much more surely will those who receive God's overflowing grace, unmerited favor, and the free gift of righteousness, putting them in the right standing with Himself, reign as kings in life through the one man, Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One. Luke chapter 19, verse 12. And He said, therefore, certain noblemen went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. And he called his 10 servants and delivered them 10 pounds and said unto them, occupy till I come. Underline that. That's what it'll be called today. Occupy until I come. We said a simple way of translating occupy till I come is advance and hold. Advance and hold. All right. Let's deal first with the topic we left off with last time, the righteousness of God. The righteousness of God. They which receive the abundance of grace and the free gift of righteousness shall reign. Shall reign. And that's what God wants us to do. He wants us to reign, not being rained on, but to be reigning. Now, what we said is some people are trying to employ faith, but they have no sense of righteousness. And because of it, faith won't rise. Faith won't increase. Faith, you've been born again, and you're born again, you get a degree of faith. God gives you a certain measure of faith. Now, your job is to make that faith grow. But I put something down here about your inheritance. Your inheritance, your rich inheritance, comes in proportion to your new identity. Your rich inheritance comes in proportion to your new identity, meaning that how do you see yourself? That's how much land you're going to take. So the possession of what's going to happen is not going to be possessing the land outside. It's going to be possessing your mind inside. And as much of that as you can possess is as much land as you have the capacity to hold. And some people are trying to do it. Oh, you look good in front of people, you know. But wait till the test comes. What we said is that righteousness, consciousness, makes you a master over Satan and everything that he can do. Anybody who understands righteousness and knows what it means becomes Satan's master. And so what we said is we got to wake this righteousness up, because the righteousness is inside of everybody. You are the righteousness of God. So we said it's not the goody-goody way you act. That's conduct. We call that holiness. But righteousness is in right standing with God, meaning that we have a right relationship with God in terms of our nature and our life. And so we are the righteousness of God. Say, I am. The righteousness of God in Christ. Now, this is that thought that you should have. The Bible says over in Romans, I think it's Romans chapter 12 and verse 3. He said, "For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, as God, according as God has given to every man the measure of faith." But notice what he said, don't think more highly. Think highly, but don't think more highly. So you should walk around with superiority consciousness. That Satan can't curse you, he can't stop you. Come on, he can't touch you with evil. And the scriptures say that. And so what I just ask people to do is get into scripture and find out what the scripture says. All right? Because what happens sometimes is people are influenced by their own experiences or influenced by their own flesh. Now, let's look at something, because I used the illustration last time. I showed, I was having you to imagine a bottle, a glass of water, and then a flashlight. So I've got this flashlight. Now I'm going to shine this flashlight through that water and have it, the light to come out on the other side. And you can do that. What will happen if I take the water and put mud in it, stir it up, and now I try to shine the light through? What'll going to happen? I got some problems because too much junk in the water. And I'm saying when it's more junk in our lives, then the righteousness can't shine through. In other words, that righteousness brings us in contact with a lot of things. It causes us to be able to get revelation quickly. It causes us to have spiritual initiative. Spiritual initiative is just new ideas. It's being able to receive creativity from God. It's be able to think of things, have the wisdom of God to flow through you. Come up with, hey, I think we should do this. These are good God ideas. So that spiritual initiative. And in other words, it really cuts down on what provision or, in my case, I mentioned before, what portion that you will receive from God regarding your inheritance. Your inheritance, according to God, is wealth. Amen. Your inheritance is health. Amen. Am I right about that? Your inheritance is victory. It didn't say you win a few, lose a few. Did it say that? Now, he says he always causes me to triumph. You win every battle. Say, I win every battle. So as we look at this, we are talking about this flesh, because the flesh wants to participate. And in Galatians chapter 1, he says here in verse 15, "But when it pleased God to separate me from my mother's womb, and call me by his grace," this is the Apostle Paul when he got called, "to reveal his son in me, that I might preach him among the Gentiles," or heathen, "immediately I conferred not with" what? "Flesh and blood." All right. So what is Paul saying there? He said, when God gave me a revelation, I didn't ask my flesh what it thought about it. Why? Because the flesh is going to give you another answer. Guarantee. God reveals to you what to give, ask your flesh. That's why a lot of people of God are still where they are. Bible says a true witness delivers souls.
True witness delivers souls. I'm asking you to understand that if you're still where you are, then something's wrong. Because this righteousness is designed to move you into right standing, to get you into a place where you should be according to the Word of God. Your portion is wealth. Your portion is health. Are you with me here? Now, I know I'm not trying to come down on anybody, but I want to just cover some things and make sure that we understand this. The Bible says over in 1 John chapter 5, verse 17, that all unrighteousness is sin. All unrighteousness is sin. So the devil's job is to get you to think unrighteous, meaning that he wants you to think about everything you did in your past. He wants you to keep bringing it up, keep rehearsing it, keep it in your spirit. He wants a person to also think of themselves low, you know, I'm humble for God. Now, the devil, meantime, is whipping them all over town. He wants us to gravitate towards unrighteous songs. Unrighteous songs. Now, what are those unrighteous sermons? Let me let you hear an unrighteous sermon. Are you ready?
Yes.
Numbers chapter 13, verse 31. It's an unrighteous sermon. We be not able to go up against these people, for they're stronger than we. And they brought up an evil report in the land, which they sent out. No. Next verse, please. It's a land that eateth up its inhabitants, therefore, and all the people of the people that we saw in it were men of great stature. Now, he's still preaching now. And there we saw the giants. He's still preaching now. The son of Anak, which come of the giants. And we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so were we in their sight. Let's just sing one chorus of Please Don't Pass Us By. Praise God. Now, I'm letting you know this because that's where we came from. See? But none of that's true. It's all unrighteousness, and it's what kept us in Egypt. Watch this. Without a desire to get out. That's a tragic thing. Satan had stolen the desire. And so now, here, my wife and I, here we come to Chicago, we're starting a church. Now, what do? She played the guitar. We both sang. I took up the offering. She did the accounting for the church. But our song, this is the day that the Lord, arise, arise, arise forevermore, for Jesus is alive. Now, some of the people that came to our service there at Lake of Pulaski were kind of confused. Because they couldn't hip swing. But we grew like wildfire. Because it was the righteousness of God. Now, I'm saying that because a lot of songs that have been written with the influence of the flesh. And the more flesh you get in, the more of God's promises you don't get. I'll say that again. The more flesh you allow in, the less of God's promises you will get. That's it. Righteousness, the nature of God. The nature of God is not that. And unfortunately, most of us had come from that environment where that's what we did. We sing songs. I want to cry some. We're not here to do that. We're not here to excite your flesh one iota. Because for you to get them giants, your flesh is going to have to be out of it. Or you're going to find yourself a statistic. Go hard, okay? So if I run an electric line down here, or I see a light up there. Now, suppose all of a sudden in one of those lights, I start seeing sparks. What more than likely is happening at that light juncture? We call it a shortage. It's shorting out power. Yeah. Pretty soon, the light's going to start flickering.
Yes. Yep.
And if it keeps going, it's going to go out.
Yep.
So it's amazing, when I don't see anything or I don't hear anything, it's flowing like it's supposed to.
Amen. Amen.
Boy, that didn't.
Okay.
See, people have identified noise with power.
Whoa.
That's a human fallen man consciousness.
Yes.
No. The power came with the storm. Pow! And Jesus said to the storm, peace be still. Immediately, no storm.
Amen. Amen.
Because words have more power than anything you can hear.
Amen.
You got to help me with this. Here's something else. Not only do certain songs give and keep people with a sense of unrighteousness, they also release a spirit of poverty. Poverty is a begging spirit. It's designed to do it. My point is I'm taking you into Canaan. Your flesh has done all the leading it's going to do. You step in here with these giants and try to detect it with the flesh, you have just been had. The only way you're going to get it is through the Holy Ghost. Because nobody can in the natural catch Satan's deception.
That's right. That's
nobody.
Amen.
This is the right group I'm talking
to. Right.
So if I'm going in here and I'm going to take these giants, I got to understand, wait a minute, I can't be moved by what I see.
That's right.
I'm going to have to be moved by what I say.
Amen.
I'm telling you, when somebody starts pulling you off that flesh, that faith, that flesh begins to fight.
Wow.
Why? Because it wants control.
Yeah.
And Satan wants to keep it with control because he controls it.
Yeah.
Now, you can sit up here and get mad at me if you want to. Put the verse up there. Luke chapter 17, verse 1. He said, then said he unto the disciples, it is impossible but that offenses will come. He knew that because Satan knew how he controls humanity. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 19, please. And we know that we are of God and the whole world lieth in wickedness. Let me give you a translation. Put it in your Bible. The whole world is under control of the evil one. Let's back it up with another scripture. Look over at Revelation chapter 12 and verse 9. Now we're talking about occupy till I come. And that's why you see the church on Sunday is the most segregated day in Chicago because of the flesh. I'm going to help you get over this. Because if you can't get over your flesh, you can't get over those giants. He's going to keep your stuff, even though God has promised you a hotel. He's promised you a big hotel. He's promised you this or promised you. Doesn't make any difference what he's promised you. You're going to have to get it by faith. And the great dragon was cast out. That old serpent called the devil and Satan. He's given you every name that you could possibly call him. Only thing I don't see up there is Slewfoot. But which deceiveth how much of the world? Because they're all walking by the flesh and not by faith. Jesus walked by faith. Put it up there, John chapter 8, please. And he that sent me is with me. The Father has not let me alone, for I always do things that what? Please him. Is that the case? Well, let's look at Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. But without faith, it is as what? Impossible to please God. Look what Enoch, Genesis chapter 5. Look what happened to Enoch. Enoch, as you know, was just out walking one day and weren't. Y'all know what I mean by weren't? It means he just left. God took him. Look what it says. And Enoch walked with God. You can't walk with God without walking by faith.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
You can't walk by what you see if you're walking by faith.
That's right.
Say amen.
Amen.
You're going into a land of deception.
Yes.
You just look at that man and he's 666. Six pack, six figures, and 6 feet. And you think, ooh. Let me try that again. Ooh. And he's the worst thing for you that you could ever get your hands on. You marry him and he'll wring you out. Can't do it. It's got to be by the Spirit. All right. Now, so, righteousness. And feed me to understand that I am the righteousness of God.
Amen.
Now, that righteousness makes it so that I don't need to feel anything. Because it gives me a sense of right standing.
Amen.
1 John chapter 5, verse 14 says, this is a confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his word, he heareth us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we what? Have the petition that we desire of him. Now, how do we know we have it? When we make a petition, how do we know we have it? Because of what? Because he heard us. And how do we know he heard us? We prayed his word. Don't be trying to feel anything because you can't feel his word. The only thing you can do is say his word. Release it. Once you release it, you get your faith on what you just said. Say, I release it and I believe he heard it because he said it. And if he didn't mean it, he shouldn't have put it in his book. So I'm about to act on what I just prayed. So what did Hezekiah and them do? Hezekiah, verse 35 of 2 Kings chapter 19, verse 35, and he said this. He said, and it came to pass that night. No, I said that night. That the angel of the Lord went out and he smote in the camp of the Syrians 185,000. And when they arose early in the morning, behold, they were all dead corpses. Who fought the battle? Didn't the preachers say that we can't go in there because they're going to slaughter us or whatever? Well, who's going to fight the battle? God's going to fight your battle. So he's going to give you something bigger than you can do, bigger than you can your education, bigger than your thoughts, bigger than you ever that's his way. Because he wants to fight. The only thing you fight is a good fight of faith. You got to know that when you said it, it has happened. And folks, when it has happened like that, you can go to sleep.
Yes.
Go to sleep, praise God. Yes. That's your act of faith.
Amen.
I just prayed for this kid, and I'm going to sleep.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
The devil wants you to stay up all time tonight and worry and so forth. He wants you to break your body down and get you on diabetes and whatever. Why? Because your body is not designed to carry that kind of load.
Yes.
You're supposed to pray and go to sleep.
Amen.
I'm talking to, I'm going to talk over here because there's somebody over here. You've been worried about that money. Pray tonight and go to sleep. Get you a sense of righteousness and you will reign as a king. A king does not give an order and then sit up in his throne and worry whether his orders are being carried out. You know, if no man will do it, God will have angels to carry that out personally. He will send an angel in the form of a man and go knock on the door of this person and get your needs met. This lady was behind in a rent and everything, and they were going to put her out, and she prayed. She said, Lord, I'm going to take you at your word. She prayed, and whatever the amount was, $1,000 or whatever it was, this man came from the upstairs apartment late at night, knocked on the door. She said, who is it? She said, it's your neighbor from upstairs. And he wasn't saved. She said, she opened the door and he pulled out an envelope and gave her some money. Watch this. This is what he said. Tell your God to leave me alone. And that is a fact. That is a fact. Somebody needs to believe that you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And you're going to reign like a king. Now, why am I preaching this? Because we're going to believe this. We're going into a place now that we're going to believe everything in this book.
Yes.
Say amen.
Amen.
And we're not going to try to make it religious. Try to make it something that we can feel, touch, and taste, and so forth. No, we're going to take God at his word.
Amen.
And I guarantee you, when you do that, it's a new place for you.
Yes.
The first thing you're going to say, well, I don't feel the Spirit. You feel the Spirit.
Right.
You wait till the manifestation comes.
Yes, sir.
Now, I'm saying the anointing will be present, but I'm saying we've been putting too much emphasis on the flesh.
Yes, sir.
Let's go to John chapter 5. Okay, in John chapter 5, verse 3, he came by the pool of Bethesda. Bethesda means house of grace. And he said, and these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool, and he troubled the water. And whosoever then first after the troubling of the water stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity, how long? 38 years. 38 years. Let me say that again. 38 years. Next verse. When Jesus saw him, he knew that he had been, saw him lie. He knew that he had been a long time in that case. And he said unto him, will thou be what? Made whole. The impotent man answered and said to him, sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me in the pool. But while I'm coming, another steppeth down before me. And Jesus said to the man, rise, come on, take up thy bed and walk. And immediately the man was made whole, took up his bed and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. The Jews therefore said unto him that was cured, it is the Sabbath day, and it is not lawful for thee to carry your bed. And he answered and said, He that made me whole, the same said to me, take up your bed and walk. Now, I want to say some stuff here. Are you with me?
Yes.
There is quite a bit of manipulation happening out here in this world system. And with it, Satan is not after the heathen, because he's got them. He knows what group can make the change. And it's the church. He's after you. And what he wants to get the church to do is think like the world. That's what he's after, because he knows you can't transform someplace that you're not transformed from. Amen. In other words, unless you think differently, you can't change that place. Amen. He's trying to get you to think there. Now, I mentioned Daniel and the forging that we talked about. So this man, Jesus came to him, and he's trying to wake up the man's desire. He said, now, do you want to be made whole? The man began to cry victim. Now, you can't be a victim and victorious at the same time. God said in Joshua 1:5, no man will be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Does that sound like a victim to you? Now, I'm saying all of this especially for you black Christians. The day of you crying victim in the church is over. You are victorious. Now, this is for all of us, but it takes BW to preach it.
All right.
Because they came back and said, we can't take it.
All right.
Because we are victims. He's brought us out of here to get us killed and so forth. You are not a victim.
Yes, sir. Amen.
And that television will try to make you think you are a victim.
Yes.
But anybody that's got enough power to go into a neighborhood and shift it is not a victim. Anybody that can feed 5,000 plus women and children is not a victim. Anybody that can stop a storm is not a victim. Jesus said, what I did, you can do too. But if you think you're a victim, you can't do nothing. You can't do nothing but complain about what the man is doing to me. You need to get off that horse. It won't ride. They told me you cannot have this ball because you are a black man. But what do you think I knew? I knew the word of God. Every place the sole of my feet shall tread upon was mine. And you need to get off of that, because it's got your mind tied down like a donkey. They got you on victim drugs and trying to keep you there. You are not a victim. This stuff belongs to you.
Yes, sir.
I said it belongs to you.
Yes,
and it's going to be up to you to take it. Because ain't nobody giving you nothing today.
Amen.
You're going to have to use your faith and let God shift that stuff right into your hands. Say amen.
Amen.
I don't care what you think about me when you leave this place. Where he this, he that. I got them all. Come on. All my debts are paid. My houses are paid. My cars are paid. That ain't no victim. But I have to make up my mind. the man ain't gonna tell me who I am. God's gonna tell me who I am. I am tired of this mess and the black people being manipulated by the television, and they're trying to tell you who you are. Folks, I don't care. Put up verse 5 again of Joshua chapter 1. Put it up one more time. Here's what he said. There shall be, not shall be, any man be able to stand before you. From the White House to the outhouse. Nobody. Nobody. What's been waiting for? Yeah. Yeah. You can't tell me what I can't have. Yeah. I don't care if you hold it. Yeah. You still can't tell me what I can't have. Amen. My Father owns it. No longer are you going to be manipulated. You've been manipulated. It's almost like a slave. And soon as one tries to escape, they'll catch him and make an example out of him so the others won't move. I asked God, Lord, what is Chicago? I asked my wife when I first got here. God spoke to me clearly. He said, it's a big plantation. I need to read you some of the stats of the African Americans in this city. How many businesses they got, and I'm looking at the revenue that comes in from their businesses. The total revenue was about $389 billion coming in from the business community. How much do you think that all these black businesses out here, how much do you think of that almost $400 billion coming in is a part from the African American community? Less than 1%. Less don't own nothing. And I'm tired of it. And I'm tired of preachers preaching some mess to have you go back to Egypt and have you dislike him or dislike her. My friends, if you hate, you're out of the race. You are out of the race. You got to love your neighbors, love your enemies. Did I put Luke chapter 17 up there yet? Then said he unto the disciples, it is impossible but that offenses are going to come. Now it's up to you to receive the offense. Well, I got offended. Well, get your feelings out of the way and get off of that. If you know can't nobody stop you, why are you getting offended? If you know they can't break you, why are you getting mad at them? Come on now. I'm gonna meet you where you are. I'm not fussing. I'm just telling you what the deal is. Because we're going to destroy this plantation. We're getting off of this thing. God, I'm telling you, he sent a man that says, we're the people going to get to the promised land. I'm the one to take you in. And that's my job, and I'm going to take you in. You're going to own some of this. You start listening to people that are making you mad and angry and all of that. Stop listening to that mess. Go back into the Word of God. They took Daniel, treated him bad, put him in the lion's den. Hated him, put him in there. But could the lions bite him? No. The people that threw him in there got thrown in there themselves. And watch this. Daniel came out, watch this, and changed the law. Come on. God's going to use you to change the law. Redlining laws gonna change. Because I ain't scared of no man. I ain't scared of no devil. And I ain't scared of no disease. You can't kill me, you can't stop me, and you can't curse me. Now I'm going to take you in. And I'm telling you, it's our time, folks. I said it's our time. Now, one more place. Turn to Psalm 62. Woo, Lord Jesus. Look at Psalm 62. God has spoken once, twice. Have I heard this? What does Satan fear? He fears power. How does the power come? By faith. How does the faith come? By hearing, by revelation. Hear it once, that's information. Hear it twice, that's revelation. Amen. Deuteronomy 29:29. The secret things belong to the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed, come on, belong to us and to our children. How long?
Forever.
What Satan doesn't want you to have is revelation. It's what God's got to give you. For you to get him to transfer it, you'll have to have revelation. Genesis, please, chapter 13 and verse 14. You're going to have revelation. Watch this. Check it out. And the Lord said unto Abram, after that Lot was separated from him, why? Because Lot was all that strife. Yes. Lift up now your eyes and look from the place where you are, northward, southward, eastward, and westward. For all the land which you see, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed, how long?
Forever.
Ever. And look how he's going to give it to you. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 12. Check this out. This really going to make the devil mad. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know things that we have to pay for from God. Come on, saints. That's what the devil has found out. That you're going to have a revelation that is already yours. Now, somebody said, well, you don't mean I have to pay for it? God may have you pay for it, but he's going to give you the money to do it. Well, I trust that you were blessed by that dynamic message. Praise God. Now, here's a simple, powerful point that you want to remember. You are not a victim. You are an overcomer. Do you realize there are a lot of people making a lot of money on people who say they're victims? A lot of people making a lot of money. You are not a victim. You're an overcomer. Joshua chapter 1, verse 5. Joshua says that this is what God tells Joshua. He says this. He says, there shall no man be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, I will be with you. I will not fail you nor forsake you. See, when it's time for us to buy our first shopping mall, that's the scripture I use. That's one of them. The other one was Joshua 1:3. But that's the scripture I use because I had to see myself as an overcomer. How many of us have been programmed in, well, they're victims, well, they don't like you down there, well, you know, those people are prejudiced, so forth. So what? God says, there shall no man be able to stand before me all the days of my life. Do you believe God? Praise God. Then occupy till he comes. Hallelujah. Well, I got a couple of offerings for you. One is this occupy till I come. I've been doing some teaching on it. Now, what we're talking about here is God teaching us how to take the land. He's giving us faith through teaching, through the gospel, as to how to possess your inheritance. What's one of your inheritance? To be debt-free. He wants you debt-free this year. Praise God. Here you go. How about another one? Get out of that sickness. Get out of that sick bed. I mean, get up and start doing things for the kingdom. All in here. That's part of your inheritance. Occupy till I come. Another teaching is imitate God and get results. You know, the Bible says over in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1, be imitators of God as dear children. That word there means imitators. It's a Greek word. It means to imitate God. So think about it. If I have God's word in me and speak God's word out of me, I'm imitating God. Praise God. You see, I'm speaking just like God. Imitate God and get results.
fabulous teaching. Well, that's all we have today. This is Bill Winston saying until next time, we love you and keep walking by faith.
Today's series, Occupy Till I Come, is available in its entirety on CD or MP3, on DVD or MP4. To order in the U.S., call 1-800-711-9327 or contact us online at billwinston.org. In Canada, call us at 844-298-2900 or contact us online at billwinston.ca. Want additional resources to help you grow? Order Image of Truth Special Bundle, which includes Occupy Till I Come four-part series and Dr. Winston's mini book, Imitate God and Get Results. This powerful teaching bundle will awaken you to present-day truths of God's plan for you to think, talk, walk, and believe like Him, even amid perilous times. Get this enlightening series, Occupy Till I Come, today. Doctors Bill and Veronica Winston are dedicated to seeing lives changed through the power of prayer. Our loving and highly trained prayer ministers are ready to pray and agree with you. We know that prayer can turn around any situation in your life. Contact us by phone at 1-877-543-9443 or submit your prayer request online at billwinston.org/prayer. Follow us on Periscope and Facebook to join us for our regular live prayer sessions. We want to thank our partners who have made this prayer call center possible. Together, we are transforming lives throughout the world. If you are not a partner, we encourage you to pray about joining us in partnership and be a part of the wonderful work that God is doing through this ministry. We love you and look forward to praying and partnering with you. The mission of Bill Winston Ministries is to preach the gospel of the kingdom throughout the world. This broadcast has been made available to you through the faithful support of Bill Winston Ministry partners and friends. We invite you to become a partner and join Dr. Bill Winston as he trains believers how to live independent of this world system and have dominion over it. Thank you, Bill Winston Ministry partners and viewers, for your continuous support of the Believer's Walk of Faith broadcast. The Believer's Walk of Faith is paid for by Bill Winston Ministries partners and viewers.